Welcome to the PRISM Education Center podcast. PRISM Education Center is a K-12 school committed to building principled leaders through sound values, solid culture, and strong community. PRISM Education Center is a Northgate school, and this is our podcast. Good afternoon. This is Misty Newcomb, and I am here with four of the five PRISM graduates who will be graduating this weekend from high school. I have with me, first of all, Rosie. Rosie, say hi.
Hello.
And then I have David.
Hey.
And then I have Christian.
Hello.
And then I have Ella.
Hello.
And at several points today, I might bring in Caitlin and Lindsay. This is a very unique podcast. They are sitting behind us, 6 feet behind me, like a triangle, just to set the stage for what this looks like in here. We are definitely practicing social distancing. We have microphones with masks in between them, and we are all 6 feet apart in a nice like fan shape here, going 6 feet out, and it's just it is super fun to do a podcast like this. This podcast was actually planned to be done at the end of March, the first week we came back from spring break. Our students were supposed to, actually the week before we went to spring break, these guys were supposed to present to the board there and the PRISM Leadership Council their outcomes of their two-year projects. And we were going to have a special night, just like we always do. And the school closed the week before they did that, and we kept thinking, well, I bet we'll get a chance to do it, and we never did. The schools are closed right now, and these guys are in their senior year, and we wanted to take a moment today and just make sure that we cataloged this experience, because it cost a lot. It was a tough experience, and we wanted to make sure it got the attention it deserved. So for those of you who are listening, let me tell you what a Confluence Project is, and then we're going to dive in with these valiant PRISM scholars and let them share a little bit about their two-year projects. A long time ago when we transitioned, we started off as a kindergarten through seventh grade school, and then we expanded both out to younger kids, and we had a preschool all the way down to infants, and we also expanded up, and every year we added a grade. And so when we became a kindergarten through ninth grade school, we had to come up with high school graduation requirements. And I believe that that would have been the year, or maybe the year before, the year after, anyway, most of these guys were seventh or eighth graders at that time, and we had to come up with a plan for what you would be required to do to graduate from PRISM. And one of the things that was really important to us was that a graduate from PRISM was not just a person who had an academic proficiency, had a certificate of academic proficiency, but that if PRISM students went out into the world, people would know a PRISM student by their character, by their values, by their work ethic, and just by different things. And so we started talking, well, how do you get that in a student? And one of the things that we felt like would be a really valuable thing for all the students at PRISM to do is a capstone project that we call Confluence. And it's a two-year project that they have to design, usually their sophomore year. Some of y'all did it earlier. They have to develop their plan. I guess some of you did it later, because you have to start on it by your junior year, and you have up to 2 years to finish it. Our assumption is that if you can stick to anything for 2 years when you're 16 years old, then you can probably stick to anything the rest of your life. And these guys are here to tell you that there's some highs and lows associated with that. So why don't we just go, these guys are coming into the end of their two-year project. Do you want to say anything else about that, Caitlin? No? Lindsay? No? Okay. So why don't we just go around the room and tell what was your two-year project, Rosie?
My two-year project was to go after an 2-year associate's degree from NWAC.
All right. So you went after a 2-year associate's degree. David?
So I did two technology-focused internships with two different companies.
All right. And Christian?
I did a welding program for 2 years.
Great. Ella?
So my Confluence project was to gain an experience in the medical field, and that was like between going into a dental program provided through NWAC and then taking classes online also provided through NWAC.
Great. And Elliot is not here, but he also had a two-year, we're missing one graduate, and Lindsay's going to talk a little bit about Elliot. Why don't you just share a little bit, Lindsay, about what Elliot did?
Yeah, so Elliot started a work training program about 2 years ago at the school, where he started working with the kitchen staff and some of the different support staff, learning different skills to support the preschool teachers and the different students. We knew would be a perfect project for Elliot, because if you know Elliot, you know he's 100% motivated by people. And so this service role gives him the opportunity to bring lunches to kids. He picks up the laundry in those different classes and learns how to serve those classrooms. In the preschool, he's fondly known as Mr. Elliot. They look for him. They miss him right now. We've had lots of kids asking about him in the preschool building, wondering when he's going to be coming back. But he spends his days working really hard. He has a schedule that he's been learning how to follow. Learning how to do things like lock and unlock doors, keep up with his own schedule, tell time. I mean, the list goes on and on. And so he's been faithfully doing that for 2 years. And I think I could say he's successfully completed that project for sure.
So, and Elliot, for those who don't know, Elliot has Down syndrome. And to me, his two-year project really captured the value of what a two-year project could accomplish, because really everyone should have something that they are required to spend 2 years on. And the thing with Elliot is, you know, he might not have been able to go and get an associate's degree or go into a dental hygiene program, but he could do something, and he really found his place inside of the community and really stretched himself. And so they're very unique, and they're tailored to each student and to their interest. Most students go into these two-year projects and come out knowing that they do not want to do what they did. That seems to be a trend. So why don't we just go around now? I'm going to ask you each to give a summary of just how did you feel like your project went? So after it was over, you're coming on the end, you know, the downward, I mean, really, Saturday you graduate. So how would you describe yours?
I would describe mine as, first off, it was very challenging. I hadn't really done anything inside of the trade world before. Yeah. And so off the bat, I knew it was going to be challenging, but I was motivated to succeed. I knew that I was going to learn a lot along the way. And, in summary, I went to Northwest Technical Institute to specialize in the welding trade. And so that involves doing book work. We were in a classroom part of the day, and through the first week, we go through safety training and everything like that, so we can actually go into an actual shop and where we can hone in our skills that we want to learn. And throughout the whole entire 2 years, there are events and there are competitions that we all go to. And so, yeah, that was basically it in summary.
And it was hard to get into, right?
Yes.
I mean,
yes,
you
for sure.
You really had to kind of battle it out. It took a while to get into the program. And to me, that was one of the big values of your program and of your experience, was even just getting into it was competitive. And I can't remember, there's such a small, it's one of the more competitive programs in Northwest Arkansas. There's only one. And it was just challenging to get into, to get the, I think they only accepted, was it 12?
Yeah, I want to say there's 12 or 13 in each class.
Yeah, and it was one of the ones that people want to do more. And so, yeah, it was really tough. And that was a cool process for you to learn how to fight through something like that. So, all right, let's go Rosie next. Rosie, summary of your experience?
Summary of my experience, it was also very challenging, and there was lots of ups and downs. I also had to take lots of tests beforehand to get into it, to be able to attend the classes and stuff. And two big challenges was that it was like going to two schools at the same time. Doing high school and then doing colleges. And it's also like paying two tuitions at the same time. Though it was a big help, going through Prism because that made it a lot easier. But still had to like pay for all of that. And that kind of added up in the end. And
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. So it was super time consuming and it took up a lot of, I know I saw you working a lot. It took up a lot of your school time and it took up a lot of, just took up a lot of energy. And so I know it had a lot of challenges. Do you feel like you gained a lot through that process of learning how to battle that out? Could you say the same thing that Christian said?
Yes, I definitely gained a lot, lots and lots of knowledge of not just academically, but also personally. Learning new things, learning new habits, and also in some cases learning to like deal with things and like getting over things as well.
Yeah. Okay. And that's good. That's valuable because it's not always, and I'm sure we'll learn about this when we ask everyone their highs and lows. It's not always smooth sailing, right? And part of the design of this program is that you would come up against challenges and learn more about yourself. Okay, David.
So for my project, I had two different internships, two different companies. And in summary, I was real blessed with the type of project I got because it's an area that I really enjoy. And yeah, and the program, or it wasn't even a program, just the internship that I was a part of, they were real accommodating and, you know, figuring out what I'm interested in and working with that kind of stuff. And so I really enjoyed my project. It was a lot of fun all the way through. Of course, there were highs and lows, but for each company that I worked with helped me learn a lot of new skills and actually made me want to pursue that project later on and focus on it in college. And yeah, I'm real excited about all the stuff that I learned inside of it. And yeah, it was a great project all in all.
And so Dave, are you thinking about going into that field?
Yeah, so I was...
So you're one of the rare people that sticks
exactly,
to their dreams.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay. All right, Ella, tell us about yours.
So in summary, I gaining an experience, I decided to go into like the dental program that was provided by NWAC. And kind of like Rosie, I also had to do like different exams and like entrances to before going into the program. And that was actually really challenging for me. I think it's because it was just going to different schools, different environments. And that was just like something that I had to like, I guess, deal with myself, like growing out of my own comfort zone. And then after my whole dental experience, which was really amazing, I got to learn so much more like about not just dental, but the whole medical itself.
Yeah.
And just like the umbrella of what it covers, the knowledge and the experience. And so the program itself, we had to like work with like lectures, but also like labs. So we actually went to like other places, hospitals and dental clinics, and we got to see how these professionals like work with like people and they like interact with their like patients. And then from there, I like with my Confluence project, I kind of like moved from the dental field to overall gaining an experience. So like taking different classes through NWAC as well, unlike like physical therapy and doctors and like nurses. So mostly I'm just exploring these fields that at the same time gives me like the knowledge and the like understanding of what they cover. And in case if I decide to like do a different field in the future, I could already have that basic knowledge of where to go from life.
Very nice. Okay. Ella, tell me, let's play high, low. Okay. What was the high point and what was the low point of your 2 year project?
So my low point was, let's see. I guess it was just getting out of my comfort zone. That was the most hardest. And it was just like really difficult because it's a new environment. I had to like actually like strain myself to like attend to these events. And that would probably be my like hardest point. But my highest point would probably be like interacting and gaining connections. Like even through Prism, I got to meet amazing people who worked in the medical field, like Miss Jessica Newcomb, and then some other people like through NWAC as well. And I got to learn like all the deans. So I guess my high point would be gaining like a stronger connection of like the field I'll be going into.
Yeah. Okay, good. Great. All right, Dave, high point, low point.
So I would say the low point for me for sure was I went to this one school for a year and it was kind of going to be the start of my 2 year project. And I went there for a year and it ended up not being where I wanted to learn from and an environment that I didn't want to work in and stuff like that. And so I ended up leaving there and starting my internship. And that was the low point right there because it was just wasn't learning a lot, wasn't doing the kind of things that I wanted to do and stuff like that. But my high point was definitely...
Let me just interrupt here. It was toxic, right?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like it was just, oh, I don't really like the content that we're covering. It was a super unhealthy environment.
I mean, it was an awful environment. I went to the teacher of the program numerous times and told him, hey, this is happening in the classroom. I can't be a part of this. Like, that's just wrong. I will walk out of the classroom. I told him that at one point. And so, yeah, it was just a place that I didn't want to be in and stuff like that. And so I decided after that school year ended, I wasn't going to go back for the second year of that. And I started looking for an internship. That's when I found my internship. That was definitely a high point. And I think whenever I decided that I wanted to start looking into cybersecurity stuff, which I really enjoy, I think that was the high point whenever I learned that that was an avenue, an option, especially career-wise. And so, yeah, that I would say that was definitely my high point.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And I think that that's actually a really valuable thing because, you know, it really puts you in a situation where you had to take a stand. It wasn't like PRISM's environment where you can kind of trust teachers to uphold a standard and not, you know, there's a standard not just for the students, but a standard for the teachers and an expectation that teachers will intervene and monitor the environment. And that's great, but that's not really real world experience. Mm-hmm. And so I think one of the things that I value about that experience for you was I think it tested you and it kind of forced you into sort of an uncomfortable situation where you had to take a stand, and you did. You responded well and really actually commendable. And I didn't even know about the situation. Like, you just kind of handled it. I heard about it third hand later on. And so I was super proud when I heard about it. But, you know, obviously no one wants their students to be exposed to yucky stuff, but it was really, I was very proud of David for how he handled that and grateful that he got tested and that he, that produces something in you, that muscle stretching, a lot of times low points produce good stuff. All right. Christian, high, low.
High, low. All right. Well, for me, my high point was in the middle of the second year. I started doing a bunch of competitions, like small competitions just within our classroom and whatnot. We started doing what we called weld-offs. And I want to say I have some of my fondest memories doing that because it truly did. I knew that I was good at welding and I was confident in some areas, most of them, but there's still some of that insecurity of like maybe I'm not like too good, you know.
Yeah.
But there is moments when we'd have these weld offs, and I would beat like college kids, and those moments were honestly moments that I just grew in confidence and grew inside of knowing that, hey, I'm actually like good at this, you know.
Yeah,
that I've been working hard and I've been staying diligent inside of my studies, inside of, you know, these times in the shop times.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, I'm confident.
Good.
But so my low point was similar to David's, and in just the environment was very different from PRISM's. And so that took a lot of just time to get used to. It was just a good process for me to learn how to hold my standard no matter what, no matter what the other students may say or what they may do. If they're all goofing off and I was the one in the corner not being a part of it, and just anything like that, it was a good moment just to sit back and honestly just learn how to say, hey, I'm going to hold my standard and I'm going to confront people when they say something stupid and not be afraid to confront them because I know my standard and I don't want to be associated with this.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah, that's good.
So that was very, I mean, that was a low moment, but at the same time, that was a high moment at the same time because it grew me in a lot of areas. It grew me in confidence. It grew me in, you know, just being a standard bearer.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Very good, Christian. Very good. All right, Rosie. Rosemary.
So some low moments for me would probably be my online classes because I had to take a lot of classes at NWAC. And the online classes were really hard to connect to people.
Yeah.
Because you never really got to do anything with anybody in person, and it was really hard. And the schooling part, it's kind of hard to learn online because it's really just, you know,
yeah,
memorization. There's not, yeah, a whole lot of more of like thought process.
Right.
And when you're doing stuff online and you don't have people with you who are doing it with you, it's really hard to hold yourself accountable and to keep motivated. So that's definitely my low point, would be the online classes because, yeah, they're really hard to get through. And then my high point would be all of the in-person classes, because I actually really enjoyed, yeah, all of them, even though some of them I had some classmates whose values were questionable. Because I was in there in person, I was, yeah, able to meet people who, yeah, shared values with me.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it was easy to go to teachers with questions. It was easy to go to classmates with questions, and got to meet a lot of people. I'm still in contact with people, with classmates and teachers from past classes. And all of my favorite memories from my project are all from my in-person classes, yeah, that I got to actually go to the campus, meet all the people, and have class there.
Yeah. So I think when I think about what you're describing, it seems like both Christian and David were really confronted with really holding their standards inside of some kind of tough environments, and not necessarily always the teachers, but just, I mean, you are in a pretty high standard environment every day. And that's probably not what the whole world doesn't just match your value system. And so you both had to kind of, and to a certain extent, you as well, Rosie, had to, you know, deal with being around people who didn't hold that. And that's a challenge, but it's also a great opportunity. And I was proud of how all of you held your standard inside of that. And then it, you know, with both, Ella and Rosie, y'all also experienced this challenge of having these cutoffs and these tests that you had to take and things you had to do to like prove you could even do that sort of work. And that was tough. You had additional expenses. You had additional time for sure. I mean, colleges should be harder than high school. And so you had to put in a lot more effort on those classes. And then also just having to work inside of an environment that's pretty unmotivating because, you know, outside, of course, of our current wonderful, engaging virtual classes that you're taking at Prism, I'm sure most online classes are, I'm just kidding, online classes, though, are kind of notorious for being not wildly engaging. And so it is hard to especially for you, Rosie, because I think you really love to learn things and you want to be challenged academically, and that's part of the beauty of this project for you, is that it would give you that opportunity to do that. But the motivation level is pretty low. And so that's a thing you have to learn to push through. And I'm sure, I mean, we're on a podcast. I'm sure there would be things that each of you would have encountered inside this where you didn't meet the standard. And I'm not going to ask you to say, what was the worst thing you did? but I'm sure you were pressed with those. You know, of course, for the general public audience, we want to only share the wonderful things you did. But I'm sure, and I know from dealing with y'all and from interacting with you, there have been moments where you've wanted to quit, you've not enjoyed the process, you've not, all of these things are super true as well. And to me, those are just as valuable. You've all had some failings inside of it where you've either missed a deadline or didn't do something right, or maybe even got a low grade. And that is just part of the process. When we first, and if Caitlin wants to jump in here, she's welcome to come and join. It's kind of awkward over here with us 18 feet apart but anyway, so I know that when we first started talking about the Confluence requirements, one of the big, huge benefits that we saw to it was that it would definitely open you up to more failure than a traditional academic program would, especially for students who are achievers and learners and really love going to school. Doing something like this would for sure create some challenges to learning, and that there would be failings. And to me, when I look back on my life, a lot of the best things I've ever learned and the lessons that I hold the closest are the ones that are associated with failure. And part of that is because it's so hard to get back up, and you have to, something has to come inside of you to really own your failings, to say, I messed up, I'm sorry. And then to get back up and deal with the fallout from failure, but also just the process of saying, I failed, I'm going to own it, but I'm also going to understand why and what happened there and what were those internal mechanisms that I needed to shift. And I feel like that's been a good journey for all of you. You've all learned a little more about yourself, and you've all learned about some of the challenges that you might encounter. And I think one of the biggest things with failure is learning how to move forward from a place of being empowered and not from a place of shame or a place of discouragement, but a place that says, I'm going to own this and I'm going to figure out why this happened and I'm going to learn from it and move on. And I think that that's a big opportunity that you've all had inside of this. Do y'all want to give any parting words or parting thanks or parting thoughts to either future people who are doing Confluence projects? River, who is just under you guys' class, she's a junior this year, about to go into her senior year. We were talking and she wanted to know why we were doing this. And I said, who knows what the world will look like next year. This might be our last Confluence group for a while if everything keeps getting canceled. But I don't know that that's true. My disclaimer, I do not know the future and have no idea what will happen next year. But do any of you want to say any parting comments to future people who will do Confluence programs? Or all right, Dave?
I definitely just advice that was given to me that I think is super helpful is just talk to as many people as you can before you start your project. Learn what you want to look into and then just talk to as many people, because that's what made me able to get into the area that I wanted to, because I talked to teachers, talked to parents at Prism, talked to a bunch of different people, and that opened up a lot of opportunities for me. So talk to as many people as possible and get as much advice as possible.
Ella?
So one advice I would say is that whenever you go into like a program or like a project that like through your Confluence project, one thing I would say is that like if you do go into it and you realize in the end that it's not really like for you, but like try to think of it as a place where you could gain experience.
Yeah.
I would say is that like it's not a waste of time. Like
no.
That's what I noticed whenever I went to my dental program. I kept on saying this is a waste of time because I realized this is not really who I am or what I'm going to do. But then after like talking to teachers and then like my like leaders, they kept on like reminding me that this is an experience. Like
yeah.
Even though you're a high schooler, you have this great benefit of going to these really cool places and learning. And so from there, it's just one stepping block after another. You got to keep on like building up until you get to a point where you're like, yes, this is who I am. This is where I want to go.
Yeah, that's a really great point. Because it's not like anyone's expecting you guys at age 16, 17 to get on a trajectory for life and stick with it and never get away from it, right? So that's really, I think that's really good advice. It's just about experiences and saving you and using this time as a teenager wisely and getting the most you can out of your experiences. Okay, Rosie?
Something I would say for the next people in line for Confluence Project is to always be on the lookout for special opportunities mm-hmm. that pop up when you're doing your Confluence Project. And also not to be afraid to take those opportunities.
Right.
Because I got to do lots of absolutely incredible things because doors were open to me while mm-hmm. I was doing Confluence mm-hmm. and that I was able to go do those because I was being aware that they were going on. So just keeping an eye out for those because
yeah.
some of those can be life-changing things or really important things. Like one of the doors that was open to me, I got a scholarship from. So
right.
that was
correct.
Great.
Yeah, that's great. That's good. You got anything, Christian?
I would say when you're first looking into the Confluence Project and thinking about what you're going to do, don't initially go with your first idea. I would definitely say do research and just search out more than, the idea that you're thinking. That's honestly my biggest point. And when you do decide to go down a certain route, when it's close to the end of the second year, for me, this is a struggle. It was everything towards the end of my program started getting repetitive and just started, I was finding it hard to finish strong, being 100% transparent. But just realizing that, hey, this is experiences, this is, for me, it was more of a, man, this is a skill that I've gained inside my life, and I have no idea when I'm going to use it, but the second that I can use it, it's going to be great. And so, yeah, that would be advice that I would give.
Yeah, that's you guys have given some really, really great advice, and I just want to say that I'm super proud of all four of you. I really am. I think you've done a great job. And I think, I just think you're real special. And this whole thing where y'all had these extra challenges and finishing up your projects or just having your program canceled, you know, wow, what a thing to live through as in sitting here in mask doing a podcast. So if the sound quality seems a little different, probably is than normal. And I also just want to thank Miss Caitlin, because I think she did a great job leading you guys through this journey. Caitlin was really a mentor to all of you. She helped each and every one of you get your projects done. And I know she spent an enormous amount of time, not just getting the projects on the road, but building systems for you to track things. And that was something that, you know, we had this great vision, but it was really hard to put that into something practical that could be managed. And so thank you, Caitlin. You did a great job. Caitlin is shaking her head with her sloth face mask. we'll add some sound effects. So good job, guys. I'm really proud of you. And looking forward to seeing if any of this, how this is used in your life. And it could just be used for character. The idea behind this wasn't that this would put you on a career path, although I think for a couple of you, it might, you know, it might actually be putting you on a career path. But I think for the most part, it's a journey that you go on to learn more about who you are, what makes you tick, what definitely does not make you tick, and how you respond to challenge and what you need to do to make that response better. And that's just a journey that we're all on. And so kudos to you guys. And thank you for joining me on this podcast.
This podcast is a production of Prism Education Center. You can subscribe to this podcast through any platform you access quality podcasts, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Find out more about Prism Education Center by visiting our website at www.prismeducationcenter.org.